Log Talk Radio. Yawomi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You see, Yawomi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You do me. Hey. Like say, I don't go low. They give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can sit close together? Make I feel you.
Thank you. I do pay among the world. Thank you. said peace and love, unity and community, joy and prosperity. To each and every one of you now listening under the sound of my voice, to the Divine Prince, live and in archive from the beautiful, historic, legendary, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Thursday, March 3rd, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the house of the Divine Prince Taya Mecca in the legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick and the knowledge of the life-giving, healing herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me here live and in archive each and every working weekday at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio for Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Unity and Community, Sharing and Caring. My listen-in and number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, and I am open to your question, comments, and requests, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. So please do be patient with me, and I will address you momentarily. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, revelation, and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners. Please do recognize my qualified specialists within my virtual temple groups. I would most certainly appreciate a break every now and then. They can be located beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and I can assure you they are qualified and documented. You will find my House of the Divine Prince King group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And remember to also visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, respectively. Brother Majadi Baruti can be found via his archive Block Talk Radio player in the King's Chamber of my website, along with the Truth Terrorist, the Queen Ifama serving nothing but the butt-naked truth here on Sunday evenings, 8 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. She can be found featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And Sangoma, authentic Sangoma priestess, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, Goddess Love Light, can be found via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You can indeed locate more contact information for these powerful individuals via their Blog Talk Radio profiles, but also by visiting my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 360 degrees of power and understanding, 365 days a year, operating in hoodoo revelation and manifestation at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize and have been specializing for over 25 years enduring battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, know that I have several virtual temple groups within my House of the Divine Prince site where I offer a variety of Pan-African, world, spiritual, religious, astrological, numerological, magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And those links can be found on my main King profile at www.keen.com/divine-prince. They can also be found on my main Blog Talk Radio profile here on Blog Talk Radio, but you can also visit my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I will be forward with more of the Divine Prince live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. It is Carnival. It is Mardi Gras time. We are celebrating. I must share with you and be honest that that's why I'm late today with the show. It's beautiful. The weather is beautiful. This is said to be, building up to be, the largest Mardi Gras we've had since, I believe, 2003, the year that I moved finally to New Orleans. So people are everywhere. People are celebrating, drinking, eating, shopping. Many of my friends, some of you know, are vendors, and they're all over the city. Many of my friends from Nigeria, from Benin, Yoruba, Igbo are here. I actually spent money that I really couldn't afford to spend. I bought me a bronze Odu for you more orthodox Yoruba and Ifa practitioners. You know about Odu. And I have Obu, Odu, the deity in bronze. And I also purchased a Bali, B-A-U-L-E, Bali mass, ancestral Bali mass. So indeed, the weather and the events are competing for my time along with the ministry. And of course, I'm always available to receive your consultation requests and calls, preferably through King. And remember, for those of you who are connected to me via Facebook, you know I'm usually up in Adam as early as 6 a.m. So when it starts to get late, particularly 7 and beyond, I typically stop answering my private line and my cell phone, and I only attend to, obviously, to my paying customers who call me through King. Otherwise, I would never get a moment's rest, a moment's peace. I have friends and family who I love dearly, but they know that I'm on the system 12 hours, 16 hours, and then they want to call and they want to chat for 4 hours, and it just gets to be too much. I am beginning to get my sugar levels back in control and down, for those of you who are concerned about that. I'm getting some rest, and I'm exercising and trying to move around a little bit more. So I greatly appreciate all of you all's support, your love, your consistent support of the show here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you haven't done so already, please do offer us a donation. Utilize PayPal or visit me through LivePersons or through Keen. If you cannot, please definitely take the time to click on the sponsors, the commercial sponsors that Blog Talk Radio has placed on our page. That is another way of showing us support and giving us a vote of confidence and keeping me here in the House of Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central on Blog Talk Radio. And also, if you haven't done so, please do click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio. Mark me as a favorite. Mark this episode as a favorite. We most certainly do appreciate that. It is also a way of showing your vote of confidence and support for the show, but also giving you privy to upcoming shows, show topics, and special guests. So please do take the time to do that. I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I will be forward momentarily. Goddess Anuket, I believe that's you at 718, Queen. I will be with you right after this song, okay? So hang in there with me. I most certainly appreciate your phone call, your comments, and your request. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veils. For it is indeed all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. I'll be forward momentarily. Peace and blessings. divine, all blessed unity and community. Again, I am humbled and honored by each and every one of your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, High Potions, and Hoodoo Central, both live and in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. Those of you present with me now live in the chat, Aminti, Anuket, Kalahat, Candeleo, Fire Witch, all of our special guests, Mystic Butterfly 11 and Queen B1, I bow to you in divine namaste, or indeed I appreciate each and every one of your divine being and presence here in this squared circle of gods and goddesses here on Blog Talk Radio each and every day at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch. And of course, I am always honored by those of you present with me on the phone lines. Area code 314, I'm grateful for your presence. And of course, area code 718, I'm Antia Duquette. I am coming to your line right now, divine peace and blessings.
Greetings.
Greetings, how are you today?
I'm doing good. I wanted to share a dream that I had that I thought was quite funny.
Okay, go right ahead.
Well, okay, I had set up my Keen account and was basically getting ready to start doing the readings. So my price was, I remember it was like $11.50 a minute or something like that. And someone called, and I remember seeing her. It was some Caucasian old lady. Don't ask me how, but that's how the dream was. And when she called, her phone was just like staticky. I couldn't hear her. Like, it was just horrible. But she knew that her phone was damaged, if you know what I mean. So then I go back to my account to see the ratings in the comments, and she gave me 1 star and gave me a very nasty comment. And I don't know, I just thought that was kind of funny that I had a dream like that.
Particularly because I had just told you that.
Yeah.
That will happen. Particularly as a new practitioner. And I'm glad you opened a segue to this topic, because I consciously decided I was going to start sharing more information of that nature here in the circle. Many of my listeners, particularly those live in the chat, are actual practitioners of various degrees and paths, and even diversity of religion. So I think we need to share more of that aspect of our experience, those of us who found a way to be successful, and share that information so that we can all progress and move forward in a more, what I consider a more professional and expert vein of spirituality and religion, as opposed to just kind of, you know, practicing it. So I think that dream clearly was significant to your enterprise right now, what we're doing, what we're working on. It's also giving you some sign and symbolism of to the challenges that will be present in this industry. You need to decide, as all readers should decide, first of all, who you are reading for. Are you reading from self, from flesh, or are you reading from spirit? Are you operating with guides? And show that due respect as it relates to your higher power, your higher source, and you'll find that they will guide you through many of the pitfalls that will indeed come. And I think we tend to think of spirituality and religion as being a clean career, if you will, for lack of a better word. But it's really a dirty career, much like working in a hospital or an emergency room, where you have all types of people, all walks of life, seeking you for various reasons. And within a matter of a moment, we have to discern the reason, the purpose, and then give purely, authentically that which spirit gives us to share with the caller. So again, I think the dream was preparatory in a way. It's preparing you. It was also confirmation of a scenario, a very common scenario, mm-hmm. That I told you will be confronted with in the business. I've had people call me and hang up. I mean, before hello, before peace and blessings, and to worry about the reasons is a waste of energy, because there's abundance of reasons why things happen. Sometimes it's purely honest. Sometimes it's intentional. But we have to stay true and authentic in any circumstance, in any given occasion. And I found, at least in my experience, as well as those within my circle, that spirit will always win out. You got to test them by love, test them by patience, test them by understanding. We must test spirit and discern. Is it of God? Is it of the devil? Is it light? Is it darkness? Is it here to assist, to help in any way, or is it here to hinder? So I'm hoping that and praying that you are keeping your journal and that you did include that in your journal. You may also find other things may unfold for you in time as you move forward. You'll find sometimes that you'll dream about things, have symbolism of things that may have some meaning, some reference, some understanding right in that moment, or maybe not. But then some time passes and you have a sense of deja vu. Some event happens that, you know, co-signs, if you will, the dream. So I strongly suggest keeping a record of those dreams, particularly for someone like you and those listening who are walking a spiritual journey. You know, you may have already found yourself, or you may be still looking for yourself. You're wanting to hear from spirit in a pure, unadulterated, untouched by man and woman kind of way. Your dream state, your spiritual state, your meditative state, transcendence, that's where it is. So keep it coming. Record that if you haven't already in your dream book, and look for deeper understanding. You know, we may have just barely touched the surface right now in this phone call as to what that dream could really mean. Symbolism, just like life, is 360 degrees. It's multi-dimensional. So we have a surface reality. We have a relative reality, but there's a much deeper meaning that comes with time, with experiences. So don't be cut off from your experience. Remember the dream, record it, access it spiritually when you need to access it for encouragement and motivation, because a time will come where you will need that and you'll be able to fall back on the dream and be able to separate the illusion, if you will, from the fiction. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
I can't hear you. Are you there?
I'm here. This phone on my other phone is very low. I said I'm with you.
Okay, yeah, and of course I'm always here for you, and particularly as you begin to take your calls and you have some experience, I'm here for you, and I'll share what I can with you to kind of help you to move forward. If I can offer any suggestion right now, just from this phone call, you need to pick your voice up, Queen. And if you're going to be using this phone, and it really is the phone, then you might need to consider that. You want to be strong. You want to be clear. You want to step up in your authority, in your goddess consciousness, in your spirit, particularly once you step into that zone of helping and nurturing others. And helping and nurturing and assisting others to heal does not suggest perfection in any way on the part of the reader or the practitioner. We're still evolving and moving forward. It should be just as we assist our clients to move forward. Your personal experience will play a key role in how you operate and how successful your ministry becomes as you move forward. So find your voice. Speak up. If I may quote Sister Soul, just speak up with authority and conviction. If not, sit down, shut up, until you're ready. And, you know, and there's some humor in that. But seriously, you've got to pick your voice up. You've got to sound strong. You've got to sound like you understand what you're talking about. And that typically comes from experience. I know that there are some people who have an issue with that. There are a lot of new, young, fresh readers. I know a reader 16 years old. And spirit may very well be speaking through and utilizing you and your voice in whatever spiritual capacity. But we still gain from experience. Our own personal experience, the experience of those around us, those who affect us, those we affect. And if I can point to anything in my practice that lends to why I've found some sense of success, why people have come to rely on me, is my experience. I found, and I am, at peace, happy, tranquil, serenity. But understand, I've been where you are. Not just you, Anuket, I have you muted, but everyone. I've been there. I've suffered. I've had pain. I could tell you some stories that would blow your hair back about my childhood, about my family, about events. But we've got to move forward, particularly right now in this divine moment in time and space. We've got to step up to the plate and mature. Our lives depend on it, and the lives of those around us depend on it. Someone did a scientific study at some point and came up with the understanding that you are only as successful as your 10 closest contacts, whether they be friends, family, whoever those 10 people are that you are in contact with the most often. Science has proven you're generally no more successful than the sum total of those 10. So reevaluate your connections, reevaluate your friendships, your intimate personal friendships, who you're expending energy with, who you're sharing energy with, and who you're absorbing from. When I began to go online with my ministry, it was as a direct result of Hurricane Katrina. So I was fresh in 2005 on the internet. I knew nothing of Facebook, MySpace, Keen, LivePerson, PayPal, YouTube. I was clueless. But it was only through my experience, personal experience, but also opening myself up to that of those around me. I asked questions. I visited other shows, other pages, other websites, and absorbed others' ministry. And people don't necessarily have to believe what you believe, agree with what you agree with. We must look at it not only from a spiritual perspective, but also from a career or a business perspective. Anyone successful in business researches others in that same industry. What is working, what is not working, and where you can bring your own individual experience to the table. You know, there are thousands of fast food joints, thousands of hamburger stands, chicken stands. What separates one from the other is their own unique experience. So as you gain strength, as you gain your voice in your experience, you inevitably bring that to the table. And demonstration, another more preferred word for me than just experience, demonstration will tell all. If you're not doing the work, if you're not open to doing the work, eventually it will come back to haunt you. It will show up in your connections, in your ability to connect at some level with your clientele. There are those out there who are sort of stuck in the drama. So they tend to draw clients who are also stuck in the drama. And in the process, you either feed each other and move forward, or you feed each other and continue to sink together in your state. So be clear, be firm. When you're strong, open up, expose yourself. When you're not strong, don't. You know, turn your light off. You know, do email readings only. But when you're on, be on. And it begins really from the first contact, whether it be by phone or from that email request. Be authentic, be pure, and know that once you've given all you can, there's no more you can do. You won't be able to satisfy everyone. Everyone is on a very individualized journey and path, if you will. There are those you can lead to help, offer help, even provide help. But if they're not at that place in their path where they're ready to receive and to accept, this is an unpopular process of thought. They're not ready yet. They still haven't suffered enough pain yet. They still haven't gotten enough from the drama, if you will. And there's some value to codependency. There's some value to addiction. It might not be helpful, healthy, whole, but if you're stuck there, client or reader, you're getting something from it. There is a value to your being just where you are, right here, right now, in this divine moment. So until we consciously choose, remember, transformation begins at the subatomic level. It's deeper than thought. It's deeper than emotion. It's deeper than practice. It's deeper than physicality. It's at the very mist, if you will, of who we are, that very unseen, unknown, understood substance that holds all life and experience together. So we must begin to challenge what we think, what we say, what we believe, and begin to manifest that in our daily demonstration. In our demonstration. It can't be masked. It can't be hidden. And a good reader knows that. A good reader is not listening to what you say, but is listening, if you will, to what you say, what you really mean, what is not being said, but what is being strongly conveyed. It's a way of listening deeper than the surface, listening higher, if you will, than what's before you. I'm going to take just hold on just a second, Amenti. Peace and blessings. Go ahead. Amenti?
Yeah. I wanted to say getting into asking the ancestors to give, you know, or ask the ancestors to bring things to you, right? You know, when people offer, and it has been few people offering, you know, come to my show and do your readings and stuff like that, I tend to shy away from it. You know, I tend to pull away. So is that me, like, saying no to the ancestors, being that I asked them for that? You know,
I
may
want
not
you to
be...
ask me that question again.
Okay.
In a different way.
Okay. Am I not accepting my gift from the ancestors by saying, or by pretty much shying away from people who are offering me to come on their shows and offering, you know, to pretty much team up and do work with me to do my readings and telling me that they like my energy and they feel that I'm powerful, but I don't really take the offers to come?
Yes and no. That's a tricky question. It's one that ultimately, ultimately only you will be able to answer. Now, for many, for most, I'm even willing to say, particularly within my circle, which includes you, and even within my client circle, many of us are together right now in this time and moment for a divine reason. It's not accidental. We didn't all, you know, just happen to run into each other on the internet. It may relatively appear that way, but ultimately, good or bad, because some of you listening to me right now are not supportive. I know that. You don't really care what I do. You know, I don't know what your agenda is. But ultimately, we all connect, negative or positive, for a divine reason. So if you're finding that people are pushing you to open up, people are pushing you to speak, there's clearly something there that you are neglecting, that you're not looking at. You've heard me tell the story of me being in Atlanta right after the 96 Olympics and selling incense and oil and crocheting hats on Auburn Avenue. And people were suggesting that I wasn't doing enough, that I should be doing something else. They were even suggesting I wasn't charging enough for what I was offering. Mm-hmm. So it did cause me, force me to reevaluate who I was and what I was doing. We tend to take religion and spirituality as a very personalized thing. And, you know, we want to heal ourselves, we want to fix ourselves, you know, whatever that is. But then there's also that communal stewardship and responsibility. We're not here just for ourselves. We are here to serve the totality of creation. So that's why I say yes and no. You're indeed at the crossroads of your calling. Mm-hmm. You're a practitioner, a natural-born practitioner, but I think you're resisting, and I'm reading now. You didn't ask me to, but I think you're resisting the stewardship and the responsibility that comes along with what you do. And that's not a judgment. That's not even necessarily a negative thing. And to some degree, it directly correlates with your age mm-hmm. and your youthfulness. And there's a certain, if I may use the word, naivete about you. I had that in my early 20s. You know, all is good, all is light. You've had your pain, you've had your issues, you've had your drama. But I think you are sort of protecting yourself, if you will, from the fear of and the responsibility that comes with other people's stuff. There's a responsibility for what we do, what we say, you know, to a certain degree. That doesn't mean that if the client doesn't take what you say and do it and manifest it, you should feel bad about that. But your responsibility, going again back to your higher power, your spiritual connection, I have to reiterate that, Aminti, because there's a strong current right now, and it's coming from many directions. It's coming from within the religion, within the culture, within the spirituality and religious community, also from within the black conscious community. The revolutionaries are sent to sort of drive out spirituality. And that's a mistake. That is a mistake. It cuts us off from the ancestors. It cuts us off from the spirit realm. And we are more spirit than we are flesh. So indeed, take the time to peel away people, places, and things that could corrupt your connection to spirit. But once doing that and accessing that, and then spirit begins to give you things, there comes a responsibility to use that for the greater good. And we've seen various representations of that in other religions where people have sort of misused that power, have found success even, money even, but lost sight of their contract, their stewardship to spirit and what you do. There's a type of reader out there now that's totally disconnected from religion, spirituality. You know, they're happy faces and smiles and flowers, but they're completely detached from a moral compass, if you will. They tend to be open to do things that are outside the bounds, and they tend to read from self as opposed to spirit. See, when we read, we aren't reading experience. We're not reading from our personal opinion. Our experience may affect the message, but ultimately you got to be able to hear spirit, because we can't see Alpha and Omega, and your clients will often deceive you. They may not want to tell you all the details for whatever reason, embarrassment or you know, whatever reason. So you've got to be able to tap spirit and trust spirit even above yourself, you know, and then allow that to move you forward. Are you with me? I hope I haven't digressed too much.
No, I totally agree with you. And I have one more question nobody really, I never hear no one talk about. Secrecy between reader and client. Is it wrong to discuss maybe a situation with the client, with a close friend of yours? Is it wrong to do anything like that, or should that be less sacred?
Yeah, we really do follow that confidentiality. You should follow the law of confidentiality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, as a reader, you have to have your own support group. It could be friends, family, your mama even.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't really, you know, name, you know, I might say, you know, I'm dealing with some issues right now, and a sister, you know, might be stuck here or might be stuck there. It's really a violation to share who you're talking to, what you're talking about. I have some high-profile celebrities that I read for. If you ever find out about it, it'll only be because they said so, not because I said so. And it will be very easy for me to utilize that as a marketing tool to seduce other people to come to me for readings. But that's not where I am morally. That's not my value system. Religion. I have Muslims that come to me, Christians that come to me, Rastafarians that come to me, Hindus that come to me. So, again, there's an issue of secrecy in that, maybe not for themselves personally, but maybe from their peer group, there's a sense of crossing a line where you're going to a voodoo man, a hoodoo man, obey a man. You know, you're supposed to be this, you're supposed to be that, you know. So, yeah, you have to kind of keep a professional. That's why I asked you to make that your mantra. I am a professional, expert spiritualist. And you must mold your entire profession, your entire practice, your entire ministry to that vibration. You can do otherwise, sure. But if you're looking for longevity, if you're looking for success, if you're looking for clients who can trust you and who will always come back to you, you just can't violate their information. If you look at some of my comments, I've actually had some clients say in their comments, I told Divine Prince some very personal things about me or some bad things about me, and he didn't judge me, and they're not concerned that it's going to show up now in a blog post. So yeah, you've got to pull back. And I think, too, that relates to your earlier question, or just the whole feel I get of your question, about how to relate to people now, particularly now as you move forward as a professional. And it will change your attitude. It will change your view. It will change who your friends are, who you consider your friends, what you tell them. It will change that in a great degree. Some people find me to be maybe too serious. People pop in on instant message and kind of want to joke and play. We're not friends. Tessie is my friend. I've known Tessie 30 years. Tony is my friend. But a lot of these people, your friends, your contacts, your internet friends, your Facebook, mm-hmm. your MySpace, your clients, they're your clients. You want to develop friendly connections, you might want to develop familiar or family-like connections. But you got to stay focused on who you are, a mentee, Anuket,
mm-hmm.
what you're called to do, why you're here. You cannot be tricked off the path. And that's really a part of the equation, because sometimes it's not human behavior, but jinn behavior, spirit behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that influences what people say and do at any given time. Everyone who challenges you, who creates a bad day for you, does not necessarily set out to do so. It could be the adversary, it could be the devil just trying to stop you from doing what is divinely destined to be your path.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as a spiritualist, I'm reading now, this is your path. You know this. This has a great deal to do with your, I don't want to reveal too much of your information. This has a lot to do with how you feel right now emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what I'm saying. What you do, what you're called to do. So you're being challenged. At 23, that's where I was. I was being challenged to not continue on this path, so that I would not be where I am now today at 45. So you got to decide it if it's truly what you are called to do, and then move forward. Now, like Jonah, who was swallowed by the whale trying to avoid his destiny, I've been there, did that. Shaved my head, got rid of my African clothes, tried to be normal. I wanted so desperately to be quote-unquote normal, like regular folk. At 25, at 30, it didn't work. because it was not my calling. So if this is truly your calling, if you are truly called to be a spiritualist, to be a reader, nothing you do is going to stop you from going to that goal, even yourself. And you can delay it as much as you want. You'll have pain. You'll have drama. You'll have some sleepless nights. But you're going to surrender to a higher power, to God, to Goddess, at some point, if that's truly your call. And the minute you do, the minute that I did, all life changed for me. Everything in my life changed for me. Almost overnight, things that I once struggled for were no longer a struggle. The issues that I was having with my family no longer became issues. And we really began to heal and move beyond the blocks. And even today, there are those who are not there. There are those who are resistant, friends and family. But how I deal with that, how I respond to that, how we communicate that is very different now that I've surrendered to spirit. Some people will walk away from you just to come back later down the road. And understand, it's a test. It's a test for you, but it's also a test for them. You know, they're testing to see if they can pull you off the path consciously or consciously, but you're also tested to your commitment to it, to the path. And sometimes you will not get the immediate response. You know, it was some years before certain people in my life said, I appreciate you. You changed me. You affected me. I resisted what you were doing. Now it makes complete sense to me. Can I have some of that? You know, you will get that. And again, it all comes down to your demonstration. And that's in your voice. That's in your walk. People know when you're shaky. They know it. You know, you can be a Christian, you can quote Bible, but people are looking at your demonstration and they know intuitively that's not adding up. She's not manifesting what she says. You know, she don't really believe what she's saying. And you might be speaking truth. You might be teaching truth. But you gotta demonstrate it. That's a part of being a reader. We're not just here to read, do the cards, do the runes, do the odu. You know, it's much deeper than that. A great deal of what we do is just lead by example. Just lead by example. You know, when I post the smiley faces in the sun every morning on Facebook, I mean that. I mean, that's truly how I wake up in the morning. That was not always the case, Aminti.
Mm-hmm.
Was not always the case. I've been through depression. I've taken Prozac, Depakote, Paxil, Wellbutrin. Been there, done that. And when I finally surrendered to spirit in 1998, never had to take another antidepressant, have not been in anywhere near that type of emotional distress since. There was a time that I sat and waited for my phone to ring. Where are the family? Where are the friends? You know, where are my comrades? Now I am hard-pressed to get 5 minutes rest from the phone. And people have made themselves my friend, my family, my circle because of what, not just what I offer, but the manifestation, the demonstration of what I offer. If you say you got an award-winning weight loss, health, and fitness program, and you weigh 500 pounds, I don't care how well you talk, how articulate, how well-written your script, people are not going to believe you. People are not going to internalize it. People are not going to take anything away from that will last. And you want your experience with your callers, with your clients to last, to endure, even years down the road. So find your voice, step up to the plate. It's time to perform, and perform, and know that you will be rewarded ultimately for doing the right thing, ultimately for answering and responding to spirit. I'm going to take just a brief break, and I will be forward momentarily. Again, I am very appreciative of each and every one of you for being present. I'm Etienne Duquette, also area code 314. I think that's either Chandra or Kalahat. I'm not sure. But I greatly appreciate you for being with me on the phone line, as well as those who are in the chat, Queen B1. Queen B1, circle, I received the silver today. All is indeed a blessing. That was a wonderful gift to receive in the mail. I greatly appreciate that. Mystic Butterfly 11, all of our special guests, Fire Witch, Candeleo, Missy Anuket, I am grateful for your divine being and presence. I'm going to take just a brief break, and I will be forward momentarily with more of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. All is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle.
Amen. Amen.
Let it out.
Divine, all blessed peace and love, unity and community. I am truly humbled and grateful by your continued support and presence here with Divine Prince, also the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. Indeed, it is Carnival time, Mardi Gras time in New Orleans, Louisiana. The parades are rolling. For those of you who are interested in the Mardi Gras experience but are not local to New Orleans, know that you can check out the Mardi Gras parade schedule by going to www.MardiGrasNewOrleans.com/schedule.html, and the parades that are listed as uptown can be viewed by going to www.NOLA.com/parade, parade cam. And, of course, you can always contact me after the show via Facebook, and I'll be glad to assist you with that if you're having some problem in finding those link locations. Today, March 3rd, Thursday, 2011, this evening we will be rolling Babylon, Muses, and Chaos. Those are 6:30 parades, and they will follow one after the other. So those who will be viewing the webcam, they should be viewing from 6:30 to about 8:30, maybe even 9:30 tonight. And, of course, tomorrow we have Hermes, Kudatat, Morpheus, which will also be rolling around 6 p.m. and then 7 p.m. in Uptown. And Saturday we will actually have Day Parade. Iris will be rolling Uptown at 11 a.m. on Saturday and Tuck at 12 noon. And, of course, those parades will be much easier and clearer to view because they will be during the day in the sunlight via the webcam. And, of course, on Sunday we have Okanos, who rolls Uptown, Mid-City rolls, Thoth rolls, Bacchus rolls. Monday we roll Proteus, Orpheus, and, of course, Fat Tuesday, which is March 8th this year, Tuesday, we will roll Zulu, Rex, Elks, Orleans, Crescent City. So, indeed, it is Carnival time, and it is interfering just a little bit with my schedule. I tend not to get a whole lot of sleep during this two-week period with the celebrations and the parades. And tourists and visitors are coming into the city, and, of course, they call me, and I'm up and at them again. So please bear with me. I'm going to try and make the show each and every working weekday at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time. I always have my cell phone with me. If I can't make it, I'll try and get something up on Facebook. Otherwise, I should be here. I might be a little bit late, but I should be here Friday and, of course, Monday and Tuesday. Now, Tuesday will be tricky, Mardi Gras Day. And I do plan to broadcast on Tuesday, and I may end up broadcasting directly from St. Charles and the parade route, which means that, of course, it will only be the live airing broadcast, the sound of, you know, the parades and the bands, which can be a little tricky with technology. And, of course, I won't have any access to the chat rooms and the switchboard if I so choose to do that. So check the show page. Of course, check me on Facebook daily, and I'll kind of give you an idea, heads up, as to what I plan to do. But I do want to air and broadcast at least once from a live parade, from the parade route during Carnival, to sort of allow people access to that experience. So, indeed, this is a festive time, if you will, to be in New Orleans, to be a New Orleanian, to be here during our annual Mardi Gras season. Amitya Anuket, I'm going to open your line again. Your hand is still raised. Did you have another question or comment?
Oh, no, I'm just listening.
Okay. All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you. And having said that, I'm going to now move forward and remind each and every one of you under the sound of my voice to remember who you are, gods and goddesses. Indeed, we live in time, both physically, spiritually, financially, and we must rise to our true essence, to our true selves in this day and time, and begin to manifest that which indeed is relevant and pertinent to the time, to the age, and to moving each and every one of us forward. So in this divine moment, we loose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. By vampires, haters, perpetrators, rough imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars, pacifiers, rabid rabbis, pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, all manner of gin, overnight psychic spiritualists, liars and backstabbers, false prophets, fearmongers, strong-armed prophetizers, all those who would seek to hinder, harm, and enslave progress, spirit, forward motion. We bind all manner of danger, seen and unseen, evil known and unknown. And we lose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and overstanding into our earth plane dimension for divine and immediate revelation and manifestation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors, Gede and Agum, and all those who have gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here and now in this time, space, and moment. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with the divine wisdom and presence of our ancestors, known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. And may we forever give your names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we now manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, change so-called civilization, to change ourselves as we now know it. I and I, even me, as we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful of our inner work, walks, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is most pure, righteous, true, and authentic. As we enter now the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us, in divine light, love, and protection, we illuminate our candles, a constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and applications of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection to spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all, ever steady back into light and God consciousness and body, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember who you are, God, goddess, prophet, prophetess, king and queen. You are a powerful and loved created child of the Most High God and Goddess, co-creators, and the magic of this divine universe. You are love manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of your Creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. your inner divine light. It's pure and bright in truth, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your might. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, you so inspire others to change. When you align and refine spirit, you encourage others to align and refine spirit. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent, be godlike. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back into us the most authentic divine light and spark of your true and perfected self. Free yourselves from the limiting constraints of earth law and physicality, and just for a moment, remember with me your most perfect light body and consciousness. Know that you have the creative allowance to create and change and build the love, the light, the environment, healing you so need, seek, and desire to move forward in this time and moment. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment. And each and every day and each and every way I arise and I pray, divine spirit, bring me into union with you, myself, and all creation. For we are indeed one body, one spirit, one person. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of your divine presence, my divine presence. And let me clearly perceive your light, your voice, your vibration, and your guidance. Walk with me into my mystery, into my secrets. Replace my fear with faith, knowing, and understanding. Give me the clarity to abide the mystery put along my life's path. I give up the need to know and control why things happen as they do. I surrender my will to a higher divine will and purpose. Let me feel your presence as much in change and transformation as in peace, tranquility, and success. Show me the purposes for which I have been born. Align my energy to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges. I accept the challengers that develop the real me, the real I. Speed my evolution. Show me things energetically rather than have me always have to live them out in physical earth plane law, karmic law. Let me learn by seeing and hearing before I manifest by doing. Take away my distractions, my false voices, illusions, and misconceptions. Remove all my blocks, even me. Show me my shadow side and what I'm here to learn in becoming a balanced and conscious being. Help me to develop honor, creativity, integrity, commitment, compassion, harmony, mercy, endurance. I call my divine spirit right here and right now into our present time-space dimension for immediate revelation and manifestation. I unplug my energy from the people, places, and things into whom and which I have invested needlessly. I will no longer finance the past or past negative, unhelpful, unhealthy memories and emotions with my time, with my energy, with my spirit. Help me to remember that all people are in my life here are according to a divine and perfect plan. They're helping me to fulfill my sacred contract, and I am helping them to fulfill theirs. I bless, I forgive, and release those whom I perceive as having harmed me, and I ask forgiveness and release of those whom I have harmed in any way. And I'm thankful for my life and just the package that it comes just as it is divinely unfolding and manifesting. I'm thankful for the many teachers, guides, inspiring people in my life, motivating people in my life, and may there be divine harmony among each and every one of us. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help. And every time, space, and need, they fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me, beside me, within me, divine guide along my way. Through every moment, every event, every emotion of every day, I am now wiser, true, kind, loving, and all these things I am and can do and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is me. I need only to still my mind, my ego, and listen to the real I. They are my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength. Excuse me. Unfailing, and I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing, and no fear, no misunderstanding. The divine truth is life and love, spirit and unity. Co-create with me, co-create with me, co-create with me now, and it shall be. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I'm free to experience life in any way that I choose, but my consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm part of a vast and unified wholeness, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, and before me. And I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. And I am open to all of life's experiences, for all things work for my awesome good. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace, divine serenity, and tranquility. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them, I observe them, I accept them all. And when problems arise, and they will arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit. For I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine time. And I have all the time in the world. For I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal. But my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, my ego, they speak and come to me, minister and administer to me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing. For my path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal, clear, refined, colorful, and focused. Every day in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious as I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, place, what you think, say, believe, or do. And like the universe itself, divine divinity itself, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am in balance, divine balance. I am complete. Ishu Alegwana Kosi Wari. Awu on Bahuto ni Ivo Ada Afan Bo Osi Obasala ni Yuta ni Ivo or Neo Aban Ishu. Ishu is the respected elder who flaws, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one verse in mysteries uses truth to own you. He causes scatter to feed poverty. O Batala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warning is the one who is Ishu. Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe. May our Igbos reach Orun. May our Igbos be accepted. May our Igbos allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say Ashe and Ashe. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing.
Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, to live with love
Divine, all blessed, unity and community. I am grateful for each and every one of your being present and warmly invite you to join me here at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time on tomorrow for the Power Lunch live and in archive from beautiful, enchanted, historic New Orleans, Louisiana, where we are now in full swing of Carnival. It's a 24-hour party, 24-hour celebration. Indeed, give thanks. Also want to send a shout-out to my sponsor, Teresa Calahat, Angelic Soaps. I'm grateful for your divine being and presence. Queen Akushua and NubianJewels.biz. Of course, Queen Ifama, the truth terrorist. I also want to introduce Lion Trinity, songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual music, and just about anything between. Lion Trinity captivates the masses with powerful harmony and original music, and they are local to New Orleans. Their website is www.ZionTrinityBand.com. www.ZionTrinity.com. I did shop today with them in the French Quarter at the African Market, King and Queen Emporium International. Their phone number is area code 504-949-7115. They also have a shop at 2500 Bayou Road at North Dirgenois Street. And I want to thank Adaye for her love, support, and friendship and community. I also want to show some support for Brother Moses from Benin, who I also shopped with today in the African Market in the French Quarter. His store is located at 612 David Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. His phone number is 504-289-2855. And, of course, let them know you were referred by the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, High Potions, and Hoodoo Central, live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. I thank you, Amitya Anuket, Fire Witch, Kalahat, all of our special guests, Mystic Butterfly, Condoleo, Queen B1, those who come and gone. Prayerfully, I haven't missed anyone. I certainly appreciate and am honored by your continued love and support. And, of course, area code 314, I believe that's Chandra. That's either Chandra or Teresa. I'm not sure. But I greatly appreciate you for being with me now on the phone lines, and I offer you divine joy and prosperity until high noon, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow for the Power Lynch with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Voodoo Central. I will be stopping at St. Louis Cemetery number 1 tomorrow to present offering before Marie Laveau. So I would try desperately to make it back here by 12 o'clock. If not, I will probably do what I did today and just keep music going until I can get in and get the switchboard and the chat open. So I look forward to you all meeting me here, you squared circle of gods and goddesses here with the Divine Prince and the Power Lunch on Blog Talk Radio. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. I don't mind what the heathen said, that I love me.
I don't.